So just lie on your back, legs slightly apart, hands next to your hips, with your palms up, fingers slightly bent, and the head straight in a line with the body, and the chin tucked into the chest. Make yourself comfortable. And if you need a sheet to cover yourself, get one. Make final adjustment, because during the practice of yoga nidra, there should be no movement. Close your eyes and keep them closed until the end of the session. And make a promise to yourself and say, I will remain awake. Yoga nidra takes you into the inner corridors of your mind. Forget your worries and empty your mind. Allow yourself to attain a different level of consciousness. Become spiritually, mentally, and emotionally relaxed and energized. Close the door of your mind. Observe how your body and mind enter the realms of consciousness. And make your resolution. Please repeat a short positive statement, thinking of a higher power as you witness. Please repeat your resolve 3 times. And now imagine that you're approaching a yoga hall. Visualize entering. You see the ceiling, the walls, the windows, and the floor. Be conscious of your body and the space around your body. Notice and feel the energy flowing around you and then within you. Become aware of your natural breath. Become aware of the natural incoming and outgoing breath. Just observe the ebb and flow of your breath. Take a deep breath in and just feel the coolness and the calmness spreading throughout your body. And as you breathe out, feel your cares and your worries flowing out of you. Become aware of the body and just relax completely. Just relax your body mentally. And now we begin to rotate your awareness from one part of the body to the next. Just repeat the name of the part in your mind and simultaneously become aware of it. Try to remain alert, but do not concentrate too much. Bring your attention to the right hand thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, wrists, elbow, shoulder, armpit, right waist, right hip, right thigh, kneecap, calf muscle, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Just breathing comfortably. Just feel the whole right side of the body. And then become aware of the left hand thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, wrist, elbow, shoulder, armpit, left waist, left hip, left thigh, kneecap, calf muscle, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Breathing easily, become aware of the whole left side of the body. And bring your awareness to the back. Become aware of the shoulder blades, the buttocks, the spine, the whole back together, the whole back together, the whole back together. And now go to the top of the head, the forehead, temples, the eyebrows, the space between the eyebrows, the eyelids, eyes, ears, cheeks, nose, the tip of the nose, lips, chin, throat, right chest, left chest, navel, abdomen, the whole front of the body, the whole front, the whole of the right leg, the whole of the left leg, both legs together, the whole of the right arm, the whole of the left arm, both arms together, the whole body, the whole body, the whole body. Relax all effort and become aware of the whole body. And now bring your awareness on the whole spinal cord. The whole spinal cord, right from Muladhara Chakra at the perineum, up to Ajna at midbrain. Visualize the whole spine, not only the external bony vertebrae, but the delicate interior spinal cord as well. Visualize the whole spinal column like a rod, a corrugated rod lying on the floor. It's like a chain made out of rings of living bones, which have been laid in a straight line on the floor. Feel every part of it from Muladhara up to Ajna. And now bring your awareness to the head. Bring your awareness to your head. Awareness of the whole head. And feel the bones of your skull expanding and contracting. Become aware of the movement of the bones of your skull, moving out and moving back in a wavelength pattern. Awareness of the expansion and contraction of the bones of your skull. And become aware of the whole head. And allow your awareness to travel down the neck, down the spine. And feel that the head is connected to the neck and the spine, right down to the tailbone. and become aware of the movement of the spine. Become aware of the whole spine. Become aware of the whole spine, including the sacrum, the whole spine. And as you breathe in, feel the spine elongating. And as you breathe out, feel the spine condensing, just like an accordion. Focus on your spine elongating and condensing. And bring your awareness back to the sacrum and the tailbone. And then from the bottom of your spine, move upward. And feel each vertebrae as you go up. And then feel the whole column as a whole. The whole column as a whole. So now, with your awareness, we will separate the joints of the spine, creating space between each vertebrae. So again, bring your awareness to the sacrum. And above the sacrum, there are the five bones of the lumbar spine in the lower back. So using your knowledge and imagination, feel like you're lifting the fifth lower lumbar away from the sacrum, creating a space. Now move up the fourth and feel that you are lifting it up away from the fifth. Now we are at the level of the waist. Feel the third moving away from the fourth. And then the second from the third. And then the first from the second. And sitting on the top of the lumbar spine are the 12 thoracic vertebrae with the rib cage attached. Feel as if you're lifting the 12th away from the first of the lumbar, about the level of the kidneys. Then the 11th from the 12th, lengthening, releasing. The 10th from the 11th, 9 from the 10th. Now you're at the level of the bra strap, 8 from the 9th, 7 from the 8th, 6 from the 7th, up between the shoulder blades. Feel as if you could move the 5th away from the 6th, the 4th from the 5th, the 3rd from the 4th, and emerging to the top of the back, the 2nd from the 3rd, and the 1st from the 2nd. Now sitting on top of these are the 7 vertebrae of the neck. So feel if you could lift it away from the 1st of the chest vertebrae, then the 6th from the 7, elongating the neck, the 5th from the 6th, the 4th from the 5th, the 3rd from the 4th, coming up the top of the neck, the 2nd from the 3rd, the 1st from the 2nd. Sitting on top of the 1st is the skull. Feel if you could lift the skull away from the whole spinal column, creating more space. And now come back down to the spine with your awareness. From the skull to the 1st, to the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and down to the 12th with the ribcage attached. 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th, 12th. About with the level of the kidneys, we come through to the five larger bones of the lumbar spines, come down to the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and then return to the sacrum and become aware of the whole spinal column, the whole spinal column, the whole spinal column. And begin to move your awareness very slowly up and down across the whole length of the spinal column. Just with your awareness, just move up and down the whole length of the spine. And add the awareness of the breath. And let the awareness of the breath ascend and descend inside the spine. The breath is slow and relaxed. Awareness of breathing through the spinal channel. Just continue awareness of inhaling and exhaling across the whole length of the spine, up and down the spinal channel. As you breathe in, your awareness flows slowly and evenly up from the tailbone to midbrain. And as you breathe out, the awareness flows down smoothly and evenly from midbrain to the tailbone. Just continue your awareness of the breath ascending and descending inside the spinal channel. And now we'll add a third force, prana, in the form of a golden light. Visualize prana as a golden light flowing up and down with the breath and the awareness. So you have the breath, the awareness, and pranic energy in the form of a golden light ascending and descending inside the spinal channel, up and down across the whole length of the spine, from the tailbone to midbrain. So observe the golden light flowing with the breath and the consciousness inside the spinal passage. It does not matter whether or not you literally see the stream of light with your inner eye, but know that this stream of energy is actually there in the subtle body. So just continue your awareness of the breath, awareness and prana, ascending and descending inside your spinal channel. Continue with this practice with full awareness. Again, it's time to repeat your resolve. Please repeat the same resolve you made at the beginning of the practice with full awareness of feeling. And gently come back to the surface. Gently come back from your inner journey back to this world by making yourself completely external. Become aware of your whole body. Become aware of your whole body lying on the floor. Feel the planes of contacts between your body and the floor. Feel the energy around your body and the energy within your body. Make yourself completely external. Visualize the surrounding room. Hear the sound in this room and the sound outside. Make yourself completely external. Start making small movements of the body. Bend your fingers, wiggle your toes. Flex your feet, point them. Extend your arms behind your head and stretch your body thoroughly. Just lie quietly for some time. And when you're ready, bend your knees, turn onto the right side, and come up into a sitting position. Hari Om Tat Sat.